Australian Muslims have written to tech giant Facebook, warning that 1 year on from the Christchurch massacre, the platform is failing to remove extreme anti-Muslim hate speech. Facebook says it's tripled its safety and security team and that it removes praise and support for violence. But after trying to use Facebook's own tools to have extreme content flagged and removed, lawyers say the company needs to strengthen and better enforce its own rules. Max Chalmers has this.
At a long table at the offices of Sydney law firm Birchgrove Legal, Principal Solicitor Mustafa Keir is leafing through a dossier. Every page is divided into columns, which display dozens of comments posted by users on Facebook.
This one is particularly interesting because Facebook initially replied and removed this comment, but then later replied further and reinstated the comment, saying it didn't contravene their community standards. And I read the comment. George comments, "Every day Christians are killed by Muslims. When Muslims come to Australia, they are safe and protected. We need a new law that for every Christian killed, a Muslim to be killed. That's the only way they may stop."
The comments were made on far-right Facebook pages in the wake of the Christchurch terror attack. Troubled by what they were seeing, a small group of lawyers decided to start monitoring the posts and then making complaints to Facebook about the most extreme ones. They wanted to see if Facebook would enforce its own guidelines, which include a ban on hateful content that uses violent or dehumanising speech, statements of inferiority, or calls for exclusion or segregation.
You'd find it, you have the, you know, the three little dots on in the next of the comment, click on it, you'd report the comment, hit next, and then report the comment to Facebook for review.
Ahmed Eljam is a law clerk at Birchgrove Legal, and he was part of the team reporting these comments.
A lot of these comments, you can see they're written in anger. So if someone reads a hot headline, they get angry, they write something, they throw something out there. Those comments, I've got some thick skin, so something like that doesn't affect me as much. It's the ones that are written in calm. It's not anger. It's just they've really thought about this and those are some real views they're expressing. Someone out there really wishes that someone would come and shoot up a mosque here or cause harm to Muslims. And those are the ones that stick with you and really make you think about Facebook's role in all this.
In the end, the team flagged 71 comments with Facebook, and what they found was that just 14 of the posts were then taken down.
So we noticed that we weren't getting an adequate response from Facebook. We waited several months and didn't get any response whatsoever. And in some instances, we were very surprised to find that a comment didn't breach Facebook community standards. So for example, a comment like, "Paul said, we need that bloke who she jailed in New Zealand to come back to Australia and do the job here." Now, Facebook has left that up despite our complaint.
In case you didn't catch that, that bloke being referred to in the comment is Brenton Tarrant, the Australian who gunned down 51 Muslim worshippers in Christchurch. Another comment described the date of the Christchurch massacre as St. Tarrant's Day. And yet another said, in relation to Muslims in France, "Kill the filth, take your country back. They said never again, well, perhaps one more time, the final solution is what is needed here." Facebook hasn't taken these posts down.
The fomentation of hatred will lead to a heightened risk of terrorism. We're going to get physical assaults, public assaults on Muslim people because of this environment that's been created. Only in November last year, we had a Muslim woman who was 38 weeks pregnant. It was a vicious attack. It was played all over the media, and it was clear that that attack was racially motivated. So it's events like these that are going to continue to happen and grow exponentially if we allow this context and this environment to continue to flourish.
2 months after the Christchurch attack, tech companies including Facebook signed up to the Christchurch Call, a global plea for new measures to stop the uploading and sharing of terrorist and violent extremist material. Far-right researchers and anti-hate groups say Facebook has made changes since then, and that it's been more proactive in taking down prominent pages sharing extremist anti-Muslim material. In a statement, Facebook told RN Breakfast,
"We've tripled our safety and security team to over 35,000 people and invested in technology to proactively detect more than 80% of the hate speech we remove before it's reported to us. We continue to study trends in organised hate and hate speech with partners around the world and have banned over 200 white supremacist organisations."
Andre Obler is the CEO of the Online Hate Prevention Institute, and he says the issues identified by Muslim community groups in Australia highlight a bit of a blind spot for Facebook.
The difficulty with taking it down is that these are comments rather than the posts put out by a page or by a particular personality. These are coming from the masses, if you like, rather than a particular person that Facebook might target and say, well, you're an instigator. They seem much less responsive on those than they've been on sort of ringleaders, if you like.
Birchgrove Legal and the Australian Muslim Advocacy Network have now written to Facebook sharing their findings and asking the company to make changes. RN Breakfast understands that since receiving that letter, Facebook has already taken down 4 of the 5 pages of groups where these comments were being made. Lawyer Mustafa Keir wants to see Facebook make structural changes that will stop groups like these popping up again once they're taken down.
So what we want to do is have a sit down with Facebook, address the community standards, and talk about the detection techniques that are in place at the moment, and also talk about the algorithms that they have to pick up this sort of rhetoric.
As the community reflects on the Christchurch anniversary this weekend, Birchgrove legal clerk Ahmed Eljam is fearful that the hate spewed online could again inspire violence.
We live in Australia. You know, we are a very advanced society. We are a very good society. And our law enforcement organisations work very hard to ensure that stuff like this doesn't happen. But there's always that doubt in the back of your mind, especially because it happens so close to home, you know, only across the pond in New Zealand, that something to that level happened and it was live streamed on Facebook and people lauded it and were so happy with what happened, that is there the possibility of it happening here? Could it happen here? I feel quite safe, you know, living in Australia as I have done my whole life, born and raised here. But there's always that doubt that lingers in your mind sometimes after going through all these comments as I have and seeing the real extent of the hatred that some people have and how they express it online.
That's legal clerk Ahmed Eljam ending that report by Max Chalmers. We're coming up to news time at 8 o'clock. We will continue exploring the aftermath of the Christchurch attacks.